our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Although we've been wishing one another a happy new year, the lessons read in church this morning are seemingly anything but happy. In the gospel, we see the Holy Family fleeing from the wrath of King Herod, the Holy Family as refugees, fleeing to the land of Egypt from Herod, who, in a futile attempt to destroy the Christ child, has all the young boys in Bethlehem massacred. And in the epistle, St. Paul talks about a persecution that is about to break upon the Christians in the churches of Asia Minor. He writes to them, "Do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you." Yes, the massacre of the innocent children of Bethlehem, the Holy Family fleeing as refugees, the prospect of persecution. I think we'll all agree that these are anything but happy realities. In one of the church's ancient prayers for this Christmas season, the church speaks of how God wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature. The dignity of human nature. And yet almost everywhere we look in the world today, we see evidence of the degradation of human nature, as we in fact do in the readings for this Sunday, the massacre of the innocent children in Bethlehem, the Holy Family fleeing as refugees, the prospect of persecution. And so it has continued age after age. Envy and cruelty and greed and insatiable lust for power, all resulting in harm and in the destruction of the poor, the weak, and the helpless, and perhaps most helpless of all, countless unborn children. King Herod's massacre of the innocent children of Bethlehem pales by comparison with the wanton destruction of millions of human beings before they even emerge from their mother's womb. If we ask why this happens, the answer in part seems to be because these unborn children are in some sense inconvenient for someone, just as the Christ child was inconvenient for King Herod and his plan. I sometimes think that in our Lord's teaching about the end of this world, the most chilling sign of the approaching end is not wars nor calamities in nature nor error in the church, The most chilling sign is suggested by Jesus' words, "Then, because wickedness is multiplied, most men's love will grow cold." Then, because wickedness is multiplied, most men's love will grow cold. And how cold that heart must be, which destroys the God-given fruit of the womb. All of this is a denial of the dignity of God-created human nature. A denial of dignity daily reinforced by the sordid offerings of the so-called entertainment industry. One shudders to think of the damage done to little children by the coarseness, the vile images that can daily be seen on television, on computer screens, on smartphones, and all kinds of other devices. This degradation of human nature that we see every day is due to the malice of Satan and to sin. The terrible self-centeredness, which from the very beginning of the human story infects us, a fallenness in which nature itself somehow mysteriously shares, all kinds of catastrophes, of earthquake, fire, and flood, and disease. Christianly seen, these calamities are part of the fallenness of creation. And they are signs of the approaching end of all things, as St. Paul says, writing to the church at Rome. Up to the present moment, the whole created universe groans as if in the pangs of childbirth. All such calamities in nature and in the social order, calamities such as the terrible disarray in society, are ever-present reminders of the approaching end and of the final judgment. And they are a loud and clear call to repentance and amendment of life. God did, in fact, wonderfully create the dignity of human nature. Only the malice of Satan and our own fallenness in sin have led to its degradation. But our joy in this blessed Christmas season is that the same God who wonderfully created has in a still more wonderful way restored the dignity of human nature by himself becoming human, as fully human as you and I are, living a perfect human life of unfailing love, suffering in his sinless soul all the consequences of human degradation, even to his death on Calvary. where he took my place and your place under the judgment of God, that you and I might be pardoned. He lay dead and buried in the tomb, our sin dead and buried with him, and then rose from the dead, taking our human nature up into the very light and joy of God. As St. Peter writes, he has made us partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature. As we sing in one of our wonderful Christmas hymns, he undertakes a great exchange, puts on our human frame, and in return gives us his realm, his glory, and his name. His realm, his glory, and his name. Yes, the same God who wonderfully created has in a still more wonderful way restored the dignity of human nature, a dignity no one can take from you, being as sure and certain as your baptism, in which his name was put on you for keeps. We, of course, continue to live for the time being in a world which, though created by God, now bears the terrible scars of Satan's malice and human sin. And so King Herod had his day. The innocent children of Bethlehem suffered death at his hand. But then came the day when the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Rise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. For they are dead which sought the young child's life." So it was then, and so it will be until the end of time. Because of all the Herods, both outside and, alas, also inside the church, it will one day surely be said, "They are dead which sought the young child's life." For that child, Son of God and lowly Mary's son, lives and will in the end of days appear in his risen glory. And then, in a way we now can't even dimly imagine, the whole creation will, as St. Paul writes, be delivered from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God. As we sing in one of our Christmas carols, "For lo, the days are hastening on by prophets known of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the new heavens and earth shall own the Prince of Peace their King, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.